Okay, this is a little Gemara, but it's Maseches Sukkah, and it is Sukkah, so we have to know this Machlokas. The Gemara mentions on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis in Sukkah that one of the three requirements for Schach is that it is not Mekabel Tumma. So how do you know that? How do I know that something that's Mekabel Tumma cannot be used for Schach? Ask the Gemara Minani Mili. Amrei Shlakish Amar Krav Ve'ed Ya'ale Min Ha'aretz. Pasuk from totally a different context. Eid Ya'ale Min Ha'aretz. A fog went up from the ground. Ma Eid Davar She'enu Mekabel Tumma. Just like Eid is something that is not Mekabel Tumma. What is this pasuk talking about? So Rashi adds in. Eid Ya'ale Min Ha'aretz. You see from there that a cloud is from the ground. Because it says the aid, a fog, a cloud comes from the ground. The sukkah me ananim yalfinan, and sukkah is learned from ananim. Shahari zechalanei akavadu, as we'll see in a few minutes. That's what this pasuk has to do with our context. The aid ya'alim in aretz, a fog, a mist goes up from the ground. Ma aid davashina makabo tuma, just like an aid, and a sukkah is compared to an aid. Just like an aid, a fog, a mist is not makabel tuma. Why? Because Tumah is only by food, kalim, and people. Only those three. That's what Rashi says. If something is not a food, a kli, or a person, then they are not makabel tumah. So my aid davreshina makabel tumah vigidulo min haaretz, and it comes from the ground. Af sukkah davreshina makabel tumah vigidulo min haaretz. So too sukkah is not makabel tumah vigidulo min haaretz, and it has to grow from the ground. So the Gemara says this whole idea of aid being connected to sukkah only works according to one opinion. This only works for the opinion that says that the reason we sit in the sukkah is to remember that Hashem surrounded us with clouds of glory. But according to the opinion that says we remember the sukkahs that Hashem protected us in the desert, then there's no connection between a sukkah and a cloud. So then how do you know that tzchach does not have to be makabel tumah? Titania, and then the Gemara quotes the Brisa with the machlokes, kiva sukos hoshavti es bnei Yisrael anane akavet hoyu divrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Kiva Omer sukis mamish asu lahem, and the Gemara goes into finding the makar for the other opinion. But again, this is a famous machlokes, but the tour's comment is crucial for this Gemara and for the whole Chag of Sukkot. The Torah quotes this Gemara and says that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer Anane Akavod, and that's what we have to think about when we're in the Sukkah, that Hashem protected us with the Anane Akavod and surrounded us and flattened the ground, etc. The Bach at the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, Tafresh Chaf Hey, wonders about the Torah. It's a wonderful comment that the Torah makes that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's the Kavanah we have to think about. But why is the Torah making it? The Torah is a Sefer Halacha. The Torah is not a Sefer Machshava or Tamei HaMitzvos. The Torah is not the Sefer HaChinuch. So why is the Torah saying what we have to think about when we sit in the sukkah? So that's where the Bach comments that there are three mitzvos that kavana is ma'akev, because the Torah itself says do the mitzvah so that l'ma'an, so that you think about this kavana. And that's what he says by sukkah, by mezuzah, and by tefillin, because that's where it says l'ma'an tia toras Hashem beficha, by tefillin l'ma'an tizkeru, by tzitzis l'ma'an yedu darosechem, when it comes to sukkah. And therefore by all three of those kavana is ma'akev. So therefore once it's in a sukkah, one has to think about Anane HaKavod, says the Bach in the Pshat of the Torah, that we paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. Again, the Mefarshim al Torah wonder, where does the Chazal get this from? Maybe it's from the word Hoshavti, not Yoshavti. But again, this is the important Machlokes having to do with the sukkah. We'll stop here.